Asia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new CBS News poll looks at President Trump's approval rating. Jennifer DePinto is CBS's Deputy Director of Surveys.
The president's overall approval rating is 42%, down a bit from last month, but matching what it was in July.
Negotiators meet in Cairo tomorrow to discuss ending the war in Gaza. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells CBS's Face the Nation first, they will be talking about the release of the hostages, and then...
What happens after that? And that is, how do we ensure that we can create and help build a Gaza free of terrorism, free of Hamas, free of anything like Hamas? And that's going to take work and some time.
Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield is pleased now that a federal judge has blocked President Trump from deploying the National Guard in Portland.
Mobilizing the United States military in our cities is not normal. It should not be normal, and we will fight to make sure that it is never normal.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Monarch butterflies are in their long migration from the northern U.S. to Mexico for the winter. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
The journey takes about 2.5 months, with the arrival of the monarchs coinciding with a significant cultural holiday in Mexico known as Día de los Muertos that honors past loved ones. Entomology professor Karen Oberhauser with the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the celebration likely predates awareness of monarch migration, but the serendipitous timing creates a meaningful connection.
Out of this chrysalis that looks kind of dead, this beautiful butterfly breaks free of the bonds of the earth and flies. So you can see why a lot of cultures see this as synonymous with rebirth, this whole process of metamorphosis.
Oberhauser says monarchs fly during the day and roost at night. The migration is tracked through citizen sightings, with roosts sometimes containing hundreds or thousands of butterflies. People can aid monarchs' migration by creating habitats of milkweed and nectar sources where the butterflies can stop along the way. Only those known as super generation monarchs, which live significantly longer than non-migrating monarchs, make the thousands-mile journey to the mountains of Mexico. Oberhauser says they weigh about the same as a paperclip, so mortality is to be expected. She explains exact figures of migration survival are difficult to measure. Oberhauser notes monarchs primarily use day length rather than temperature as migration cues, though climate change can affect migration conditions, with hot and dry temperatures being particularly detrimental. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His 9 strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game 2, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny, breezy, and warm again with high temperatures in the lower 80s. For tonight, mostly clear and quite mild with lows in the mid-60s. On Monday, increasing clouds, showers, and a few thunderstorms likely, especially later in the day, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The music of the stars. We're going dreaming this morning. All these programs are podcast. You can hear them anytime by clicking in civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. '58, Cary Grant, Sophia Loren, and kids on a houseboat. Romantic comedy that people seem to have forgotten today, and maybe some will say, no wonder. Still in all, though, Hollywood had different dreams back in the later 50s and early 60s. And here's a trailer with Cary Grant, Sophia Loren, as they buy a beat-up old houseboat.
Cary's got the house made. Now all he needs is the house.
Presto, presto, do your very best. Don't hang back like a shy little kid.
And presto, there it is. The crummiest houseboat that ever plied the Potomac.
Well, let's get off of this
Oh,
junk.
Now, come on. Now, take it easy. Now, remember, after Cynthia does some cleaning and scrubbing, a little polishing here and there, it might be quite comfortable.
Who, I?
But what are you going to do with a maid like Sophia? She won't wake up in the morning.
You check her.
What's the matter? You scared?
Yes, I'm scared. Now, go on.
She can't make coffee. She can't do the laundry. She can't even paint.
Oops.
But it's what she can do that starts all the trouble.
One step, two steps, step into a new step. Live your life with a zip and a zing. You'll have the world on the end of a string.
If you do it with a bang, bang, bop, a bang, bang, bop, a bang, bang, bop.
Thank you.
myself on a small and friendly river. I've been rowing all night, and a bit of breakfast seemed definitely in order. Hoping to get the loan of an egg or two, I headed my boat to the nearest bank. Gradually, I began to make out the outlines of a boat in the early mist, and luckily for me, a houseboat. As I drew alongside, I saw that it was a very special type of river home. It was a pink houseboat. I pictured in my mind the owner, a bit bored with the sameness of river life and suddenly deciding that the old color was unbearable any longer. It was a pleasant thought. The owner spurred into sudden action and pink the only choice at hand. I secured my rowboat to the ladder on the side and climbed aboard. I was just about to knock on the cabin door when I heard voices from inside.
Andy!
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Andy! Get up and get me some breakfast, Andy! Come on, come on, come on, come on!
Well, I guess I better do it, 'cause if I don't do it, God knows what she'll do. One time she said to do it, and when I didn't do it, she threw my shoes, and shoes can leave a terrible bruise. Ain't right a man should do all the cooking, cleaning, and like that.
And don't forget to feed the angels.
Feed the angels? I didn't see any angels. At least not on the side of the boat where I was. Maybe on the other side. Angels. The cabin door opened and Andy stepped out. In one hand, an empty glass, in the other, a plate with nothing on it. There was a little shelf high up on the cabin wall, and he reached up and put them on it. Then, back inside again.
More toast, Princess?
No, I don't believe so.
Coffee?
No, I don't believe so.
Ain't you feeling good, Princess?
No, no, no. I've been thinking and worrying and thinking some more. I've been worrying and thinking and pacing the floor. We're both getting old. The years ahead are growing thin, and I don't hold with living in sin.
Oh, Princess, it's not that way at all. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. True love can be like gold or cheaper than tin. It depends on the place you're living in. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
No, sir, it sure enough ain't.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Now, if you're proud of me and I'm proud of you, it's nobody's business how we do. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
I'm proud of you, Andy, and all. And I like living on the boat and all. But on dark days, I get a dream in my heart I can't get shut of. Like being married and all.
If you want to get married so badly, Princess, we'll do it. For the last few years, I've had it in my mind, but I never got around to it. But we don't belong to no church, and we don't belong to no town, and we ain't got a thing we could use for a ring. And we got no cloth for a gown.
Do you suppose maybe the angels would marry us, Andy?
Oh, Princess, them ain't real angels.
They're real to me, Andy. Years ago, when we first set foot on this boat, you said we were lucky, that we'd always be lucky because we had the angels on our side, and they'd watch over us. They are real, Andy. I can see them just as plain.
If you can see them, Princess, I guess I can see them too.
As the preparations began, I thought of the old saying, something old, something new, something borrowed and something blue. Everything she wore was old, but the look of tender radiance upon her face was new enough for any child to wear. The lightness in her step was borrowed from every bride throughout the ages, and she wore the blue sky like a veil to match her shining eyes. She turned to Andy and spoke softly.
Andy, would you wear a tie, Andy?
One cautious look in the mirror, and they were ready. Arm in arm, the princess and her prize opened the cabin door and went out to meet the angels.
Ain't we supposed to kneel, princess?
All right, Andy.
That's John Ireland and Jeanette Nolan. In real life, really married. Jeanette Nolan was Lady Macbeth in Orson Welles' production of Macbeth. The music of the stars, dreaming the morning away. But the greatest music of all time. And the best audience, too, with people who get it. Ronnie Ertl, High Noon, and welcome to 107.3 Milwaukee, the newest station on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are double X. So dimple knees delight me. Well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, and it makes catfish bite. Lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you could wouldn't guess I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's raiding dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife, I love my wife, I love my wife. Mm-hmm. I love my wife.
That's Nelson Riddle. Cy Coleman wrote that. Music of the Star. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother. You can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage. It's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like the horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. No, sir.
Francis Albert. That's from a TV production of Thornton Wilder's Our Town, 1955. Frank Sinatra introduced it that year. Thornton Wilder wrote that great play, and it was on television briefly, but the music continues. He recorded two versions of the song. That's the rare one. Here's Giselle McKenzie, star of your hit parade. Music of the Star.
It's delightful to be married. To be married. When we older grew and bolder, first a little while we tarried. But I missed you, I was lonely. For I loved you, oh, I loved you only, only. You were then my schoolboy lover,
and I was your school sweetheart.
It's delightful to be married.
Here's Patti Page, the singing rage.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness. I uttered a sigh, crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you.
I went my poor heart was praying to hear the groom saying, I do, I do, I do. Oh, that poor fish. I'm sorry. You tripped down the aisle, fell flat on your... Smile, your father was loaded too. Oh, what a mess. He dragged your bouquet the rest of the way, and then he went back and dragged you. Your mother was laughing, your father was laughing, and I was...
Well, you just can't scratch it, don't you ever doubt it. A family shouldn't be without it. Old maids are man-haters, sad to relate it. Why?
why they hate it.
Marriage is an institution. I don't like living in an institution. Let me warn you, brother, it just takes two to hogtie you, a young girl and an anxious mother. Those two should ever marry. Ain't it queer within a year there's two and one to carry? Matrimony, matrimony, it ain't nothing but a lot of baloney. Cows give milk and butter. You can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other.
Immediately following the innocence of childhood and the freedom of bachelorhood comes that incredible creature known as a wife. Wives come in assorted colors that vary from day to day. Platinum blonde, red, ash blonde, brunette, henna, auburn, and camel brown. According to a recent 30-day survey, by the way, more doctors are switching to camel-haired women than ever before. All wives have one creed in common: to spend every penny of every nickel of every dime of every dollar of every paycheck before you get it. In this respect, they're very much like the government. Wives are found everywhere, at reducing salons, bridge parties, Saks Fifth Avenue, beauty parlors, bargain basements, in your hair, on your lap, in mud packs, maternity rooms, and going through your pockets. Mothers love them. Mother-in-laws tolerate them. Spinsters envy them, and husbands fear them. A wife is purity with cold cream on her face, dignity with a dish mop in her hand, beauty with curlers in her hair, and wisdom with an unbalanced checkbook. No matter how busy you are, your wife will keep you on the phone till she gets that new dress she saw downtown. But when you want to show her off, she hasn't a thing to wear. A wife is a composite of many things: the curiosity of an income tax collector, the suspicion of a detective, the imagination of a psychoanalyst, and the temper of a Marine first sergeant. She likes charge accounts, babies, soap operas, diets, all kinds of presents, gossip, a 21-inch waistline, mink coats, sleeping late, eating out, and other men. She hates corsets, ironing, being over 30, husbands who use guest towels, budgets, cigars, the Jones Cadillac, her husband's secretary, and other women. Nobody can get as happy on one glass of champagne or be so late to so many appointments. Nobody can spend as much time tweezing, plucking, vibrating, combing, brushing, polishing, rubbing on, rubbing off, touching up, and still come out looking pretty much the same as she did before. Nobody can be as illogical, cry so conveniently, interrupt so frequently, or blouse up the punchline of a good story so often. And nobody else can cram into one small pocketbook 4 lipsticks, last year's expired license, 10 handkerchiefs, 2 lumps of shrapped sugar, hairpins, an extra pair of nylons, keys to the trunk in the attic, 2 compacts, a raffle ticket for a turkey, and enough perfume to keep her going for 8 years. A wife is a magical creature. She can make more things disappear just when you need them. She's your warden, your overseer, your treasurer, your probation officer, and your wife. And when you come home at night, tired from a rough day at the office,
longing for your slippers and a warm fire. There's nothing in the world like a wife to greet you at the door with three little words. Where's the money?
Steve Allen. Dino Martino. Music of the Star.
Hands that are strong but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of its beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment. And there's been quite a lot in my life. She's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak, and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made in England. My woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've
October 1970 on his show Live. The Music of the Stars. Here's Jimmy Roselli. And this is the Music of the Stars. Rondell Noon.
When your old wedding ring dream that I've dreamed
beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day I changed your name.
I could find that trumpet player's name. Jimmy Roselli, one of the kids from Hoboken. Francis Albert, the other. Stephen Eady.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything else. I can't imagine anything the two of us can do.
remember what I used to do, who I trusted and who I listened to before. I swear you taught me everything I know. I can't imagine needing someone so. Through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. So glad to be with you. Through the years, it's better every day. You kiss my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you.
Music of the Stars, Stephen Eady. That was written by Steve Dorff and Marty Pants. Rondell High Noon on most of these stations and the Civic Media Radio Network, the Music of the Stars. WXCO Wausau, you've joined us at 9 o'clock. You'll hear us till noon. WISS Oshkosh Appleton, we're off at 11 o'clock. But you can hear us anytime. This podcast will be on civicmedia.us. And on that same link, civicmedia.us, we cover the world. Thank you. Here's something out of Wales. Norman Luboff. And stand by for news.
My face is far from handsome, as one can plainly see. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed our life would be.
The land I own is meager, without a single tree. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed our life would be.
The house I own is humble, with barely room for thee. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed our life would be.
It's full of love for thee. It's all that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Happy am I that you possess all that I need to answer yes.
Rich indeed our life will be.
For news. Be right back.
I'll give to you a paper of pins, and that's the way our love begins. If you will marry me, 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 if you will marry me. I'll give to you a feathery bed with downy pillows for your head. If you will marry me, 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 if you
of the stars. Come on, we got all points of view here. Stand by for news. I'll be right back. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in Oregon has blocked the president's plan to send the National Guard into Portland. CBS Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto says most Americans don't like the idea either.
58% of Americans oppose sending the National Guard to U.S. cities, and 61% don't think the president should send active duty military troops into cities.
He wants to send troops to Chicago, too. Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker on CNN State of the Union.
What they ought to do is allow us to work with FBI, ATF, DEA, who are civilian law enforcement and understand how to target and take out the bad guys.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says rebuilding Gaza physically and politically is going to be a long process.
You're trying to build something that doesn't exist right now, which is civilian Palestinian leadership that's not tied to terrorism. That doesn't exist right now.
He tells CBS has faced the nation the first meetings on that, and hostage releases are set for tomorrow. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.